Y'all ready for this?
Before the construction of any project, the architect carefully prepares working plans so that correct coordination of all trades is ensured.
Back in the materials research laboratory, every batch of material issued to the production line is carefully tested.
It's a busy machine and often a noisy one.
But there's room here for every type of artistic conception.
Today we meet Thomas Turner, founder and CEO of Relentless Beats. The company produces music festivals, concerts, and club events, mainly for now in Arizona and New Mexico. When he stopped by for a conversation, I started by asking what goes into producing a concert event, either big or small.
Acquisition of talent's number one. If you have talent, then you've got something, a commodity to go and sell. If the event requires that talent be booked for it, and you can get the best talent, you should be able to sell on the higher side of tickets. And, you know, we have a lot of access to talent at Relentless Beats.
Now, you specialize in a particular type of music, right? You're not looking at, you know, large types of varieties of
bands. That's right. Electronic dance music predominantly starts with an affinity for house music for me over 20 years ago. And over the past 20 years, that house music has really, you know, branched out into lots of different genres and different segments of electronic music that kids enjoy. And all those different sectors purchase tickets and attend shows differently, but also as a community in the music festivals that we produce.
So given that you have a particular genre of music, what challenges do you have to sort of overcome with that, and what opportunities does that provide to you?
For us, it's been a steady growth of consumers consuming the products that we're offering, from the nightclubs to the music festivals. While there's trial and tribulations in any growing company, we do our best to address those and over time improve the operation of our business from A to Z. So it provides an opportunity to work with a very distinct customer, to work with that customer for a really long time and see them, you know, be a repeat customer. And it also puts you in a position to constantly be working with their direct feedback. And growing a concert business to many tens of thousands is also quite challenging at times.
Who are your customers?
People who like electronic dance music. But, you know, it starts 20 years ago when I'm throwing events sort of as, you know, sweaty passion because I want to have, you know, a cool event to hang out in myself. So it starts like that, but then, you know, my customer today is every kid going to college looking to have a good time this weekend. And people that have also had an affinity for electronic music since the beginning that are older than myself.
Well, do you find that people generally know electronic music and are exposed to it and are fans of it?
More and more so, yeah. You know, I think, you know, the most exciting, you know, music that you'll hear at a halftime show or, you know, before or after, you know, a timeout or whatever in any of the sports games typically is electronic music and has been for a long time. And, you know, it's that energy that has a pretty positive outlook, a lot of it. And I think that generally speaking, it's invaded every home here in North America the past 5 years.
Rightly or wrongly, Phoenix has sort of gotten this reputation as a place where music festivals have come and not really lasted all that long. They haven't been able to cut it here. I'm wondering how you see that perception and sort of how, if it's something that you have to try to work around or work within.
Well, it's interesting. There's been some national producers that have come here and produced music festivals. And when they produce a festival from their national experience, that experience is typically in an economy that is more resilient than ours. If something's not built and it's not commonplace for 50,000 persons a day to go to a music festival, and you go budgeting for something that needs something extraordinary like that, but it's never been done in the market, you know, you're going to effectively be out of business really quickly. And that's what's happened. People come here and try to produce really big, ambitious events in Arizona. And it's, you know, doesn't factor in the information that you would have if you had been producing events at the tolerance that your business could handle them for many years in advance. So I've seen those come. And in each and every case, definitely gotten my popcorn out and went, this is going to be interesting, because they're taking big, big swings that I personally couldn't take.
So it sounds like you're saying that knowing your market and knowing what your market will hold is sort of the key to having a sustainable product.
Absolutely. You can be out of business real quick.
So what's next? I mean, what would you like to do that you haven't been able to do, or what would you like to expand upon things that you have been able to do?
We're going to fix a lot of things is what's next, to be honest with you. We're going through each and every one of our events and figuring out what makes them the most sustainable products that we're going to be proud to host our loyal fan base in, I think. But we do have some really big things on the horizon, you know, lots of growth, and outside Arizona, too. In Arizona, I think perfecting what we do.
All right. That's Thomas Turner. He's the founder and CEO of Relentless Beats. Thomas, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.